time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we're lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy, come to give you something to drink now. That's right. I am here in the Bermuda Triangle on the island of Puerto Rico, joined in the studio by producer Forrest Connor in Asheville and investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. So, investigator Shelley Wright, how are things going at Wright's Coin Shop?
Things are going very well. Our sign is we're working on that. We should have our new sign pretty soon out at the road so everyone can see us.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about this sign. What is the sign going to look like, Shelley?
I really don't know. They've kind of kept me in the dark on this, but there will be a sign at the road, a new one, and it will be lit all day and all night.
So you're not on the sign committee?
No, apparently not.
Now, how does that happen? Because you're the top salesperson there at Wright's Coin Shop. How do you not get on the sign committee?
I have no idea. I do not know.
If you could have any sign you wanted, what would the sign look like?
I don't know. I didn't really think about it. I think I know. Grand. It would have, what?
I think I know exactly what it would look like.
What?
It would be a big picture of Shelley Wright. And you'd be standing there with a big bag of gold in your hand.
Uh-huh.
And you'd be, like, making a little kissy face. And, like, you'd have a bag of gold in your right hand. And you'd be all smoochy. And then you'd have your left hand would be a finger beckoning people, like, come on in here, baby. Come on to Wright's Coin Shop. Yeah.
Is that kind of attention that we want?
If it sells, it sells. Right? Right?
Right.
Uh-huh. So you don't know anything about this sign that's going to be at Wright's Coin Shop?
No, I really don't. I really don't. And Mom doesn't either. She was very curious herself today. And I said, wow, it was really nice that they asked us.
Is it possible that it will be a big picture of you, and that's why they're keeping you in the dark? Because it's going to be a big unveiling, and they're going to say, surprise, Shelley, and you're the face of Wright's Coin Shop?
There is no way that would happen.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's going to be a boring sign then, because I think it should have you on it. Yeah. Or, Forrest, you're available to model, right?
I am.
Will you make a little kissy face and beckon people in?
Of course.
Of course. Do you hear that, Shelley?
Yes.
Sky's the limit here.
Yes, it is. It is.
But you do say, Shelley, it's going to be illuminated night and day.
It is supposed to be. That is the rumor.
Okay. Yes. So who's designing the sign?
Well, at first, I thought that Michael, who works at the coin shop, I thought that he had designed it, and then I think maybe it kind of went from there. I mean, I saw a preliminary thing, but I don't think that's what ended up happening. You know how these things kind of morph, so I really don't know.
Michael's going to be on the sign, isn't he?
Maybe his new bride will be on the sign.
Put me on the sign. I'll send a picture. I'll make a kissy face.
Let's just all get on the sign.
Yeah, that's even better. The two of us and Forrest, and we're all standing there holding just bags of money. I might have to put
Ben
on the top
Franklin
hat, though.
On the sign.
Ben Franklin?
Yes.
Why Ben Franklin?
Why Ben Franklin?
Well, I mean, I thought there was a more, you know, yeah.
All right, so Shelley, how are things going with the gold and silver market now?
They're falling a little bit more, which again means that you should buy more, especially if you bought when things were much, much higher. You can average out your costs and add to your stash. So I think it's a very good idea.
Wow, that's great. I'm going to buy a ton of new gold from you then.
I think that you should.
I mean, this is the time.
This is the time. This is the time.
And we always tell people that, hey, buying gold and silver, it can be confusing at first if you've never done it before, because that you don't know who to trust. There are all these people that are pulling you in different directions, giving you advice. But if people want to contact you and talk to you directly and get some advice, regardless of what their budget is, even if their budget is $50 or whatever, how can they do that?
They can call me at 828-298-5402.
Now, everybody, get your pen and your paper ready, because I'm going to repeat that number in a moment. But now, if somebody is lucky enough to live in the Asheville, North Carolina area, how can they actually come and visit? Where are you at, and what are your hours?
We are at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville, and our hours are Monday through Friday from 10:30 until 5:30.
Okay. So, okay, again, everybody, write this down. You can call Shelley, 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. They're located there at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. And also, Wright's Coin Shop is the website, WrightsCoinShop.com, WrightsCoinShop.com, and there's a map there that will help guide you there. So 10:30 to 5:30, Monday through Friday.
Yes, indeedy.
Why do you guys open at 10:30? That seems late.
Well, for one thing, it takes a long, long time to put out everything that we have. We put everything up at night, all of our trays go into the safe, and then to have to put everything back out again in all of our cases and do our worksheet and do everything that we need to do for the day.
Okay. Shelley, you strike me as the type of person who probably watches a lot of online porn. Is that right?
I really?
Yeah, I kind of get that feeling. How about you, Forrest? Do you get that sense?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah. And so are we right about that, Shelley?
No.
No?
But I'm thinking pot calling the kettle black.
Well, you know, it's possible. It's possible. I do have some experience. I have to do research. You know, I'm hosting a show here.
Yes, research.
There's a new poll out, and it's a poll of the top 12 cities that are porn viewing cities. But here's what makes this a really interesting and controversial list. Apparently, there's another list out there, which is a list of the most religious cities. Now, I don't know how they define that, but they have taken the list of the most religious cities and determined, of the most religious cities, which ones watch the most online porn.
Wow.
Yeah, so we have a list from the list here, and it's 12 cities. Who wants to take a guess on city number one?
I'll take
jump
it.
Straight to
I'll
it.
Do it.
Go for it.
Salt Lake City.
That is an excellent guess, but no, it's not on the on the list. Shelley, you want to shoot for it?
Las Vegas.
Are we talking U.S. cities?
Yeah, these are all U.S. cities.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There is one called Ogden, Utah, which is, I don't know where the heck Ogden is, but maybe that's near Salt Lake City. That's number 12 on the list. Number one on the list is Huntsville, Alabama. So again, these are porn-viewing cities that are on the list of religious cities. Second is Montgomery, Alabama.
Wow.
Yeah, so a lot of people in Alabama there are watching some porn. But here's what I found interesting. There are two cities here on the list. One is in North Carolina, and one is in South Carolina. So, obviously, that is our home base. You guys are sitting there in Asheville. Forrest, take a stab at this. Which city do you think it is in North Carolina and South Carolina that made the list?
I'd say Raleigh-Durham would probably be the city in North Carolina, and Columbia would be the South Carolina City.
By the way, you pick the capitals.
By the way, Ogden is about 20 miles north of Salt Lake City.
Oh, is it? Well, okay, so it's very close then. Well, it could be, so it could just as easily be Salt Lake City.
Yes.
Technically, it probably is Salt Lake City. okay, so you pick the two capitals, Raleigh and Columbia in the Carolinas. Shelley, you take a stab at it. What do you think?
Oh, let's say Spartanburg, South Carolina, and Hendersonville, North Carolina.
You were actually closer than Forrest.
Really?
Because number 9 on the list is Greenville, South Carolina. And that includes Malden and Easley. So, Greenville, that's like an hour's drive from Asheville.
Yes.
So, and Spartanburg is right next to Greenville. But the one in North Carolina is Hickory.
Hickory,
North Carolina. And it says here that includes Lenoir and Morganton.
Willow, I did not know this.
So this is kind of like Brown Mountain Lights territory.
Yeah.
But here's the complete list, starting with number 1, going down to number 12, of the top porn-viewing religious cities. Huntsville, Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, Little Rock, Arkansas, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Augusta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, Birmingham, Alabama, Holland, Michigan, Greenville, South Carolina, Provo, Utah, Hickory, North Carolina, and Ogden, Utah.
So. Provo is just south of Salt Lake City. So.
Is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So, wow. So you really did kind of nail it then, huh, Forrest? I mean,
the Mormons had something to do with it. Come on. They didn't want to say Salt Lake City, okay?
They go a little north, a little south, but just one hit it dead on.
There's more ladders to climb.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we're going to take a break here. And when we come back, not surprisingly, we're going to just turn right around and we're going to go back to Florida. And I'm going to tell you how a man was able to obtain free admission to a strip club. This sounds like one of those helpful hints, right? One of those tips that we can pass along to you. How did a man gain free admission to a strip club? Turns out this got very ugly. But it's the Dark 30 Hour. We specialize in the ugly. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to the show where the unusual becomes usual. It's called Speaking of Strange.
Thinking how things used to be. Dark night, get the dark night. Dark night, get the dark night. The neighborhood was changing, strangers coming in. A new boy there for a local girl, but she made eyes dim. She was young and pretty, no stranger to other men. But she loved me being locked at night. The old line's drawn again. Things didn't matter anymore. I thought all that blood had been shed long ago. Dark night, it's a dark night.
Yes, the dark night. And I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the hour of the program when you should turn off the radio. radio. If you are easily offended, if there are children around, I mean, we're talking about some of the more outrageous and controversial material, the stuff that you don't hear so much about in the mainstream media, and that's why we save it for late at night. So consider this your warning. The rest of the hour, this is what we're going to be talking about, and maybe tune in next hour when something a little more family-friendly is on. So it's funny, I was just talking to Forrest and Shelley during the break, and I'm down here in Puerto Rico, doing research in the Bermuda Triangle there in Asheville, and I'm learning a little bit of Spanish. So I'll say this to all the Spanish listeners out there, okay? Yo hablo muy poco español, pero estoy aprendiendo rápido. Sí. I am now a truly multicultural host, right? Right, Forrest?
Right.
Right, Shelley?
Right.
You still haven't seen A Clockwork Orange, have you, Shelley?
Oh, I think I saw bits and pieces a long time ago.
Yeah, you got to watch that one over again. Kubrick, the great Kubrick.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. And also, let me just kind of remind everybody, if you haven't gone yet to creepylittletales.com, you should go there. It's a website that I recently opened, and I'm looking for your stories. Stories from you about spooky things that have happened. They can only be a few paragraphs, less than a page, and each story should send a chill down your spine. And, Shelley, you have submitted 11 stories. What a life you have, huh?
Mm-hmm. And I still had more.
Okay. I'm looking forward to digging into those. Okay, here we go. Forrest, get ready, pal. This is from Melbourne, Florida. I mentioned that a guy got free admission to a strip club. They say he walked in and waved an invalid police badge.
Uh-oh.
Not a good trick to pull. They waived the cover charge for him and a friend. Police say the man, who was 24 years old, went into the place called Bear Assets. What a name. Bear Assets. Love it. Let's see here. Well, he used a badge he bought off the internet. The club's manager told the sheriff's department he claimed to be an undercover federal agent and wanted to question and arrest a woman. Okay, so when confronted, the man said he had not been employed by any law enforcement, and so he allowed deputies to search his car, and they found a brown deputy sheriff hat, an expandable baton, handcuffs, a blue strobe light, and an orange traffic vest. He has been arrested for impersonating a law enforcement officer. What a dumb way to get caught doing that.
Cough up the money and pay them and go in. Don't do any of this other stuff.
Seems like that'd be a little easier.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, than flashing the badge and the handcuffs around.
Yeah, and then trying to explain later how all this stuff happened.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, next story, UK. Let's see, what's the headline here? Banned from every school. Woman geography teacher who tried for years to seduce a 15-year-old pupil. She spent 2 years trying to seduce a male pupil less than half her age. She's been banned from every school in the country. She's 35, has been pursuing the boy since he was 15, sending him gifts, texts, Facebook messages, trying to start a romantic relationship. She has told him and the boy's father that the offer is open.
Oh, my gosh.
Forrest, were we just not good-looking enough when we were 15? I mean, how do you get your teachers for that? If only, I would have never gotten a bad grade if I had teachers like this. If only I could, if only I had a time machine. You know, it's funny, I was talking to a friend the other day, and I was, usually if you say stuff like, if only I had a time machine, I would go back and, I'd do something profound. But you know how it is. You get older, life presents itself. And so now I say things like, if only I had a time machine, I would go back 5 minutes and tell you to blank off. It becomes less profound. It's just like, if I had a time machine, I would not be wasting my time talking to your dumbass. Okay, next story. This is from Colorado. It says here, a college student, 21, had to be rescued off a Colorado mountain after she ingested mushrooms, stripped off her clothes, and scuffled with two classmates with whom she had been hiking. After receiving a 911 call that a female hiker was high on mushrooms, naked and in distress, the Boulder County Sheriff's Office deputies and other assorted police rescue personnel responded, and they found that, she just stripped naked and was going berserk. Have you been to Boulder, Colorado, Forrest?
No.
Yeah, you know, I was there last year.
Yes.
I would not be naked there.
Why not?
It's cold there. It's cold.
What about cold in the summertime?
Yeah, well, you know, the mountains are like 10,000 feet. She's up in the mountains. So, but some people like to be cold and naked. Not me. I'm not one of them. Next story from New Zealand. Shoplifter naked without knickers. Okay, passersby watched in astonishment as an alleged shoplifter's pants fell down while she was being chased by a shop assistant, revealing she had gone commando. She slid out of her pants and kept on running. You know, I have such a stack of things here, I don't even have to read the whole story. I can almost just give you headlines and just keep moving. Next story, from the UK. A woman driver who died in a horrific wrong-way smash was naked in her car. Rescuers say she was driving into oncoming traffic when she collided with four vehicles. And witnesses revealed she was undressed behind the wheel of her blue Ford Ka, K-A. Does that make any sense?
It's a brand of car that's not sold in the United States.
Oh, okay. I never heard of that. A Ford Ka? So how do you know about this, Forrest?
I don't know. I just know. Well, it's like, you know, like when you go to, you've been to other countries, you've seen cars that they don't meet the safety standards of the United States.
Mm-hmm. You've been picked out and chosen to get this information. You know what, Forrest? This is totally off subject, but I was talking to a guy from Germany the other day. Actually, I guess it's not off subject. It ties in. Talking to a guy from Germany here in Puerto Rico. Now, everybody here in Puerto Rico is extremely nice. I mean, they'll bend over backward to help you. This guy's from Germany. You know what I'm talking about, Shelley.
Oh,
really
yeah.
Nice.
Very nice.
Turns out this guy is a Nazi, okay? And it's always funny to me when you start talking to somebody and they turn out to be a Nazi. Because, I mean, they look at me and I guess they say, oh, well, this guy's tall, he's got blue eyes, and
he's very Aryan.
Yeah. And then they're thinking, oh, he is a Superman. Yeah, yeah. We created him in the lab. Yeah. And they just like start spilling their guts. And these Nazis, they always have a theory. You ever notice that? All the Nazis always have a theory. And I just sit there and I listen to their theory and I'm just like, okay. I'm not going to refight World War II here. So I just say, oh, interesting theory. And it's always odd to me how these Nazi guys open up. Do you encounter these Nazis, Forrest?
No.
Okay.
I guess
it's just me.
You're just one of these people that things happen to. You can walk across the street and you'll have a friggin' story about it. About someone that came up to you when you crossed the street.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, a story from Tampa Bay, Florida. And it's about I don't even think I can say this right now, but I'll see if I can figure out how to say it when we come back. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
So sophisticated.
You should tune out right now if you are easily offended. This is not for the easily offended. It's not for the kiddies. This is the hour of the program that we save for late at night here when we talk about more of the outrageous and controversial stuff that you don't hear so much about the rest of the week in the mainstream news. All right? So consider that your warning. It is here during the Safe Harbor Hours. And I also want to give you guys a little programming note. Next week, I am going to be in the field leading an expedition here in Puerto Rico. I will be, out there looking for chupacabra and whatnot. So we will not have a new edition of the program next week. I think that producer Forrest here will probably put together a best of. But there will be no new edition of the show next week.
Yeah, and if there's a show you guys want to hear, send me a tweet at Twitter at SOS Hardwood, and I'll do my best to get that show or that subject on the air.
That's right, at SOS Hardwood. That's how you get first. That's awesome, isn't it? At SOS Hardwood is how you reach first. Everybody, if you... you can go and just sign up for a Twitter account, and nobody's going to know who you are or what you're doing. You can just follow people and just go sign up for Forrest.
Make up a fake name.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I've had responses from several people that wanted to hear a bunch of UFO shows while you were gone, so I did my best to try to find UFO shows for these people.
And there are some shows that have been requested. Like, I have a friend who wants to hear an interview that I did, years and years ago with Charles Casamano, who is a radionics guy. And unfortunately, back in the day when we started doing this show, 10 years ago, there was no podcasting. The shows were not even recorded. Usually, and I would bring a little tape recorder to the studio and just hit record, and that's the only record of some of these shows. And I have a box at my house in Asheville that's about waist high, that's just chock full of audio cassette tapes, and they're all unlabeled. And so, yeah, hopefully some future historian will care enough to go through all that. But for the time being, it's just kind of a nightmare scenario to try to go back and find any of that stuff. But, in fact, I mean, the podcasting thing really, Forrest, you know, you and I were born the same year, right, Forrest?
Yes.
And we have seen technology change at light speed, haven't we?
We have.
It's been nuts.
I mean, just think of the next 20, 30 years, what's going to happen.
Oh. Well, you know, you're going to have 3D printers printing your Happy Meal out for you at your house. You know, people aren't going to leave the house. They just hit enter, and then there's your Happy Meal. It's the next, it's the step on the way to teleportation. All right, let's get back to the weird Dark 30 news. This is from Tampa Bay, Florida. Now, I'm just going to read the headline. You know, I gave you guys a warning. The headline is Policeman Pops Penis Post-it Note Perpetrator. Try saying that one fast when you haven't been drinking some scotch and coconut water, which is the drink of choice among many of the aficionados down here. Have you done that yet, Forrest? Scotch and coconut water?
No.
It's good. Have you, Shelley?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Go to a bar in Asheville and tell them you want to mix some Johnny Walker and some coconut water. It's quite an interesting combo. Policeman pops penis post-it note perpetrator. A parking lot vigilante incensed that a fellow motorist failed to yield to pedestrians outside a Florida supermarket exacted revenge. She keyed a penis-shaped design into the hood of the victim's car and attached a post-it note saying, "Don't be a blank next time." And you guys got to figure out what the blank is. So police say that the 22-year-old caused more than $1,200 in damages to the Kia Sportage there. And apparently, you know, well, obviously they called the cops, and it was very, very easy to arrest the appropriate woman because she left the note at the scene of the crime. It says, quote, "There were also scratch marks in the shape of a penis on the hood of the vehicle." So she just kind of went on a penis spree there. Just scratched a lot of penis stuff into this car. Tampa Bay. Next story. This is from Suffolk, Virginia. It says here, a Virginia mom will spend her upcoming weekends behind bars because she mooned a school bus of 45 children there in Suffolk. The 34-year-old admits she had a heated exchange with the bus driver, who sent a note home saying that the woman's son was misbehaving. She wasn't going to take that from the bus driver. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Oh, gosh. Okay. So she mooned the bus, and she has been sentenced to 6 months in jail. With 5 months suspended, so she'll be serving her time on the weekends for mooning the school bus. Have you ever mooned anybody, Forrest?
Yes. Have you?
You know, honestly, I don't know that I have. I mean, I know that you'd think that I've done everything, I've done all this crazy stuff, but I don't know that I've mooned anybody. Who have you mooned? I know you had a brother, and I'm
I was about to say I mooned my brother, but I don't think I've done any public mooning.
You haven't done a public moon?
No.
Have you, Shelley?
I haven't, but, you know, there is this brewery here in Asheville, and I think I heard that it's right there next to the train tracks, and when a train comes by, everybody moons the train.
Yeah, you're right about that. But I've seen that. You're right. That's over by the Wedge Brewery. Yeah, but have you seen that?
No, I haven't. I mean, I've been there, but I have not witnessed the mooning.
You got to go drink a lot of beer and then moon the train when it comes by. Then people will videotape it and we'll post it on speakingofstrange.com.
I don't think so.
Here's a story from Norristown, Pennsylvania. They say a Norristown woman was arrested after police found her naked and on all fours along Main Street. Police initially responded to the area at 12:18 a.m., so this is 18 minutes after midnight, for a report of a woman taking her clothes off. When they got there, they found that she was running around naked on all fours, pulling grass up from the yard. And they asked her, "Why are you doing this?" The ultimate question, the police officers, the best part of being a police officer, "Why are you doing this?" Her response was three words. She said, "Adam and Eve." That's a quote, Adam and Eve. The report showed that she was maybe laced with PCP and marijuana. That's weird to word it that way, like the woman was laced, okay. So anyway, it says that she was taken into custody, et cetera, et cetera. But hey, Adam and Eve, makes sense, right? Isn't that the story, that we were born naked?
Yes.
And so we're supposed to run around naked? So what's the problem? I mean, you know, these women in Asheville, they run around with their boobs out, you know, the topless rally. You can do the same thing in Times Square in New York. It's legal there to run around with your boobs out. It seems like it's a natural thing, right?
No.
Comments?
No.
No.
No. Who wants to do that?
What are you talking about?
I wouldn't want to run around topless all the time. I don't want just anybody to see me. And I don't want to see just anybody's.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't want to see anybody's, but I think that it should. It's probably okay with me. People run around naked. I don't mind. I don't want them sitting on the bench, you know. Then they gotta, like, peel themselves off of it, peel their sweaty parts off the bench. When I'm about to sit down, I'd be like, this guy had, like, you know. Anyway, okay, we're coming up close on break time. I have saved here three stories for the end of the show. One is from Oklahoma. One is from Florida, of course. And then one is from California. And California, you can understand. Florida, you can definitely understand. Oklahoma, you're like, what's this? This is pretty odd. An Oklahoma story for Dark 30 into the show. But, you know, this is what we talk about. The weird stuff. The amazing and remarkable. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
Rolling in 3, 2, and 1.
final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I am Joshua P. Warren. And remember now, this is the hour of the show when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial material, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So tune out if you are connected to those scenarios. That's why we do this late at night. And also, don't forget, you know, the storm season is rolling in here. You can go to sunshinesimple.com to learn about the world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest price. It's created by my team and myself, and, well, you know, this thing never requires fuel. It just takes energy right from the sun. And also, we have a special credit plan for the time being. Free shipping and handling, and you don't even have to pay for the next 6 months. No interest, any of that, if you want to go ahead and get it now. So go to sunshinesimple.com. All right, we got three last stories here of the night, and, you know, I've warned you to tune out if you don't want to hear things that are a little bit controversial. First story here comes from Shawnee, Oklahoma. Headline literally says, Dildogram. Dildogram. It says, a local man there went into a tractor supply company, and apparently he had some kind of a falling out. They had some kind of disagreement. And so after that, he got a package at his house, opened it up, and the story says here, inside was a replica of the male anatomy with the Tractor Supply name and logo, and the words, "Don't come back," written on it. The guy was just shocked. He says, I've been offended. My wife's terrified that he received this dildogram from the Tractor Supply Company. Next story comes to us from a town called Citra, Florida. A former teacher of the year there has been suspended without pay after a student complained that he touched her inappropriately with a banana during a college-level lecture on, quote, cylinder objects, phalluses, and or sex symbols, end quote. The incident took place 3 months ago. The student only recently came forth, however. They say the teacher crossed a line discussing the Freudian implications of the movie and the book One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. The student alleges that this teacher or instructor, quote, rubbed her head and neck area with the banana and made weird noises, end quote, leaving her embarrassed and humiliated. The grandmother said, oh, this is disgusting, very disgusting. I don't think he should be allowed to teach kids. You don't do stuff like that and get away with it, end quote. So, you know, there's another person here, an investigator with the Department of Education there who said, it was poor judgment to, quote, use a banana to make physical contact with a student, end quote. And the last story I have for you is from California. This is about a rodeo. They say it may not have been his first time at the rodeo, but likely to have been his last. That's because a guy and his wife went to the rodeo. They got into an argument. They were drinking. Things escalated. And when they got back home, his wife bit him on the you-know-what. And it says here that she flipped out and she started biting him there. And there was another man who tried to restrain her, his wife's ex-husband, who had been living with the couple. What an interesting dynamic in that household, huh? Last rodeo for that man, and I think that's going to do it for our rodeo tonight. So I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, We'll be at speakingofstrange.com. So sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And tune in next week for a best of, and hopefully the following week for a brand new one. You are commanded!
I like to see you.